And it really is for religious leaders, and I think it's quite necessary, this UN conference, to assist a government. And government assists religious leaders by giving them all kinds of consideration, protection, tax breaks, and many other things. And it's also payback time, too, working together, church and state working together. And yet they are separate, but they should work together, which they are not working together extremely well. That's the purpose of this conference, to strengthen that togetherness, because a lot of these wars are religious wars, and the politicians have divided the communities on either religious boundaries, or divided them on linguistic boundaries, or on color boundaries, in order to control the people. And the successful countries these days don't do that. They try to create a religious harmony, an interracial harmony, and a linguistic harmony. Well, everyone, we're going to pray to the Yerevan Temple. We're building a beautiful hill for Lord Muruga, which will have a gentle slope up, about 20 or 30 feet, and a gentle slope down, and a big space at the top. That's where we're putting all the soil that we take off Yerevan Temple Foundation. And thank you very much.